Hi, welcome to the Danny Brough Show with me, Danny Brough from MMA UK. We are on the third show of the series. We've got Mullin, the rapper, who's been doing a lot of stuff with his recent EP. He's got a new EP coming out. We had a good talk about a bit of his background, where he came from, where he's going. And I hope you enjoy the show. Cheers. Boom. Smashed it. To the Danny Brough Show on MMA UK with me, Danny Brough. This is the third show. I'm joined with John Mullin, aka the Intelligent Thug. John, buzzing to have you on, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, man. Sick, bro. What are you saying?
Yeah, man. Good. Check your little setup there. You know, messing about you.
Yeah, man. This is the control centre.
This is where all the magic happens, yeah?
Yeah, man. Most of it, yeah.
Nice, yes. Nice. So what have you been up to? Obviously, for people that don't know, I actually know John from school. I actually listen to music, not just saying that. I am absolutely a massive fan, mate. I think I relate a lot to what you say. And I know you're real, do you know what I mean? I know you're not chatting shit.
Well, you're not listening, yes.
That's it, yeah. Maybe it's a big deal because I know you're not chatting shit. When I listen to a lot of other rappers, you just think, yeah, whatever. Do you know what I mean?
It's, yeah, man.
But I actually connect with you. So how'd you get into it?
It started, I think, I used to do stuff back in school and that, but it was just like little basic rhymes and that. And then I did a sort of like a poetry one, obviously, about losing my dad and that, and it touched a lot of people's heartstrings, you know what I mean? I had people crying and that, and I was like, wow. Do you know what I mean? Sort of... invoking emotions in somebody sort of made me carry on with it, do you know what I mean?
But I mean
it's just a way of expression for me, so that's pretty much how I got started and continued to do it.
Is there anyone that actually like helped you get into it, or just most of it self-taught, or a bit of both?
Well, obviously my brothers, I've got older brothers, they used to listen to, I mean, I remember listening to rap when I was about 4 or 5, do you know what I mean? So it was like him putting me from that kind of age, man, NWA and all that. So, I mean, that was a big sort of input. Like I say, I was just listening to it from way before I should have been.
Yeah, man. Obviously, like you say, you're saying it's an expression.
Yeah.
I think it does help putting stuff out there, even if no one listens to it, even if you just write it down. Okay. I recently found that myself just by doing this kind of stuff.
Do you know, I mean, it's mad. It's like a therapy, to be fair. I mean, even if you're not writing raps, I'd sort of suggest just writing down your feelings, man. It is good because just getting it out there, do you know what I mean? Instead of keeping it inside you, you'd sort of... expressions, like you say, whether you're showing it to anybody or not, do you know what I mean? It is a good, I found it's very, very helpful anyway.
Yeah, like I say, My Life, is that the one that you were talking about?
Yeah.
Chat.
Yeah, no, I did that. That was a few years ago, that one, yeah, man. But I did, obviously, ones before that, way back. But yeah, I mean, it's always been, obviously, sometimes I'm writing a lot of deep stuff, do you know what I mean, amongst self, but I just try and sort of hit every subject I can. I mean, obviously just life experience, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
So what's, I believe you got a few things coming up as well that's in the making.
Yeah, well, I've just dropped my Alpha album, on January 10th, that one, I've had a few big features. I had KRS-One. I got that off Dr. G, who's a Manchester producer, a good friend of mine. I also got a New York rapper, Nine, who I listen to a lot, me and my boys. So that was like a big achievement for me, do you know what I mean? He's not as well known as a lot of big named American artist, but for me, I mean, I couldn't have got a better collab, do you know what I mean? So I dropped that. There's a few Manchester based artists on it, Shreds, and a few other people on there, singers. I've got my sisters, Joanne and Dawn on there, Jenny Tancott. But yeah, man, I put a lot of graft into that. Yeah, that dropped on January 10th, yeah, so two months ago almost.
It's obviously something you enjoy as well. Have you always enjoyed it? Are you a bit more confident in it now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously everything's sort of, the more you do it, the more, you know what I mean, the better you get. I mean, I was, before I was doing this as a hobby, I was doing portrait drawing.
Right.
Honestly, so I've got some over there, if you can see them in the corner.
Bruce. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, I'll get a bit closer if I can. But yeah, no, that was my hobby before.
Smart.
But I mean, the passion went out of drawing. It takes a long time to do them, but like with the music, it's just never gone. I mean, it's like I say, it is like a passion or an art form to me. So like I say, with an artist will paint his pictures or draw, same sort of thing with writing. It's sort of a creative process, and I believe that, you know what I mean, using your creativity is a good thing that anybody should do. Do you know what I mean? What no matter what their thing is, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I love, like I said, I've been listening, I listen to it anyway. I'm not even just saying that. I really do listen to your music because it does resonate with me. And I'm sure a lot of other people will do as well. Do you think there's, I tell you what I have found, you don't seem to call anyone out.
I'm what do you mean? I'm
wondering why. I don't know. Say there's some rappers out there who are getting millions of views. And let's face it, they're pretty shit, do you know what I mean? Yeah, we're used to the old school music. We're not into all this new stuff. I'm quite surprised you don't call them out on it. I mean, I know you should appreciate that they're doing the thing, but I thought you might have heard a bit of that.
I mean, it's not, unless it becomes personal to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Obviously, I sort of put out what I put out, and do you know what I mean? People listen to me or they don't. People listen to somebody else, or do you know what I mean? They prefer to listen to me or whatever. But no, I mean, I'm not saying there might not be something coming in the future where I'll be doing that. But yeah, man, I mean, I'll just do what they're doing, man. Obviously, I know I'm keeping mine fucking 100, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it does make a big difference, like I say. Obviously, else I know you, but I know how real you are. Story. I was in a lot of your sister's classes as well, so it's good to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
I didn't actually know she was in. I was listening to one, and I thought, fucking hell, Sal, I wonder if he's got his sister. And obviously, it come up saying it was Dawn. I was like, he's top, mate. That's top.
Yeah, man. Well, like I say, both of my sisters. See, it's mad because I mean, I can sort of tell, but if I record, both my sisters are like, they sound pretty much the same. Right. Like one of them could do a recording, and she'll think it's her. Do you know what I mean? Or the other one, I think it's her. Honestly, they just sound, when the singing voices, man, are just pretty much the same. But yeah, man. I mean, obviously, they've probably been singing longer than I've been in this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Dawn's always had a great voice, though. To be fair.
Yeah, man. She's got big some lungs. Yeah. But yeah, man. Yeah. So I've got Dawn on a few. I think my oldest album that I made, the Modern Poet, that was like 2016. Because before that, I was just doing mixtapes and, you know, over other people's beats. And then obviously, started buying my own beats, and then started producing my own beats. Just so obviously, I've got the rights to it. Then, do you know what I mean? And you can't like go over a well-known beat and then either make any money off it or, I mean, half the time now it's coming up going, you cannot play this music because it's, do you know what I mean? Just get took down. I mean, Facebook's doing a lot, and obviously YouTube. I had a few tracks that I did put on YouTube, and because it's already been, do you know what I mean, well-known song, and I'm just using instrumental, they just took it down and stuff like that. So try to use original beats and all that.
Nice. And again, is that self-taught, something you just kind of learned along the way?
Yeah, man. I mean, how it come about, me making the beats was, paid, I was buying all the beats, and obviously they can range between £20, £50. I think I paid £75 for one. Do you know what I mean? That's just one beat. So obviously if you put in 10 of them together, yeah, I was thought, yeah, wow, that's killed me off. so I thought, you know what I mean? I'm gonna start learning to, because with me, I'm just like a sponge when it comes to learning something. I just like that's the intelligent folk, do you know what I mean? I just like hungry for knowledge, man. So, and I know that if anybody else can learn something, then other, do you know what I mean?
It's just no like, reason why you can't.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? Plus, obviously, I was sort of blessed with a bit of natural intelligence anyway. Do you know what I mean? I would just obviously had to figure it out along the way. But yeah.
I think you're pretty much the same as me. I didn't really leave school with much, but bit of a drug habit.
Yes, drinking, a lot of drinking, a lot of getting messy. Other activities, yeah.
No, it's good to see how you've progressed, man, because obviously, you know, not a lot of people have the confidence and kind of just rumph about you, because it's not easy what you're doing.
No.
You know what I mean? Not anyone can just do it. Everyone can sit at home and tell you they can do it, or tell you how to do it, but when it comes to it, they're not actually doing it, are they?
Nah, I mean, a lot of it is like, even that's just a learning progress. It's like, I'm not very, what's the word? Do you know what I mean? I don't really like boasting a lot and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do write lyrics where, do you know what I mean? It's sort of lyrical boasting or whatever, but I don't like, do you know what I mean? Overly trying to act better, or do you know what I mean? Any of that?
Stay humble.
Yeah, stay humble. But I mean, like I say, I mean, sometimes it's obviously like the first time getting on stage and stuff like that. It's a bit mad. Do you know what I mean? But once you just start doing stuff more, do you know what I mean? You just obviously adapt to it, don't you?
Yeah, that's it. And you don't learn until you don't. You can't learn until you actually start just doing it.
Well, that's either. It. Yeah, that's the one, man. Like I say, I mean, anything you do more and more, you just end up just picking it up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And again, you're obviously passionate about it, which is why you're doing it. I think I was listening to 50 Cent on a radio show the other day, saying that he's only where he is because he's passionate. He said, don't taught him how to do it. You just, because of the passion, you follow it, and it just happens.
But that's it. I mean, that's the main reason why I'm still doing it. It's because, like I say, it's a passion. I mean, like I say, with the drawing and that, the passion just sort of fizzled out. I mean, obviously, I used to look at my drawing and think, it looks sick, but like, I just didn't get much else out of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's sort of, I know a lot of artists who still do it now, and they probably still do love and I feel a passion for it, do you know what I mean? But whereas obviously I started writing and then the passion took over on that, do you know what I mean? So that's why I just stuck with me writing. Like, it's just like creating something, do you know what I mean? So to me it's something I'm passionate about.
Yeah. You're working as well on the side of it?
Yeah, man, I work with mental health 3 days a week. So I do that. I've got a home set up business, which is editing and recording. Obviously I do a few other bits, buying and selling online and stuff like that.
Nice.
Yeah, man, I've got me fingers in a few pies.
That's gotta be done, man. Like I say, you managed to do that and follow your dream, which, you know, no one can take that away from anyone. You know what I mean?
That's just try and find a balance with everything, me. Sort of the yin and the yang, you know what I mean? It's just all, I wouldn't be doing something that I didn't like that much, do you know what I mean? Which is why I'm only like 3 days a week in my normal job, which is working with people with mental health. And then obviously it's not like I'm just in some dead end job either, because I'm just working with, I'm just chatting and whatever with people. Do you know what I mean? So it's not like an office job to me. And then obviously I've got the rest of me week doing stuff that I'm interested in doing as well, so it's just a win-win for me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, don't even feel like work, does it?
Nah, that's it, do you know what I mean? So I just, like I say, just find a balance, otherwise there's no point in wasting half your life stuck in somewhere, man. Do you know what I mean? I just see it as a waste, so obviously I'd do what sort of makes me happy, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Keeping it going. Grey Alpha, come on, talk to
yes.
me.
Yes, so the Grey Alpha, which is obviously the album's called Alpha, is a clothing brand that I sort of don't like. I started off not, obviously, I did a few tracks about big corporations and things like that. As you know, like, they're, I mean, they're just billionaires that are just raking in money just off a little logo or what have you.
Yeah.
So obviously when you're young and that, do you know what I mean? You're like, oh, what? Everyone's like bothered about what clothes you wear. And if you've not got these, then you're not in with the cool or whatever. So basically I just went totally off the idea of wearing other brands that are just meaningless. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas obviously this is something I've created. And obviously the meaning behind the Grey Alpha is there's a few. It's obviously like the grey wolf, and then the alpha is like the leader, but then the wolves are like very family orientated. Do you know what I mean? And obviously the alpha looks after its own. And then obviously the grey, like I say, the grey wolf. But my sister used to call me and my brothers the greys, but the aliens, so because. We just used to wear grey clothes, nothing else. You know what I mean? just like proper plain clothes. So I mean, it all stems. It's all like anything that I do. There's usually more than one meaning behind it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's where the grey alpha is. So it's just like the grey wolf, the alpha. And again, the alpha's going again off the point that I don't follow the trends. Do you know what I mean? So I'm leading my own way. Do you know what I mean? With regards to the clothes and what I do. Which again is like sort of not going with it, but what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, I find it really hard. Missus always goes on. I prefer plain me. I know obviously I'm representing the brand today, but
yes,
it's dead hard to just get a plain T-shirt, man, or plain pants, or
yeah,
just something plain. You just can't get it.
That's what I'm about.
I don't like all the shit. Like, sure,
nah. Well, to be stuff. Fair, I mean obviously because I'm obviously ordering these stuff. The only difference is a lot, like I say, it's a little badge. Do you know what I mean? So you're paying what? I mean, I've got a few mates there who are still into the proper expensive, you know, like the Louis Vuitton and all that, and they're just like paying a few hundred quid for items of shoes and clothes, and I'm just like, nah, man. So I'd obviously, if I'm buying stuff, there's no difference in the quality. All it is the branding you're paying for. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I mean, just obviously a no-brainer with me. Do you know what I mean? And plus, like I say, this is my own thing. Yeah. Obviously, I've got a website up where you can buy the Grey Alpha stuff, the caps, t-shirts, tracksuits, mullin-rap.com, which you can also get all my music on as well. There, man. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you could get your music on from that as well.
Yeah, well, it's all it's
on
all...
YouTube, mate.
Nah, well, it's on. Like I said, I think I set my website up just before Christmas last year, something. But it's basically got all the music on there, a bit of info, and then obviously all the stuff you can sort of buy and that. But yeah, if anybody wants to go and check that out, I usually go through my Facebook page more than anything.
Nice. And you do any travelling at all? Do you get about trying to do any shows or anything like that?
When I get the chance, yeah. I mean, I've got quite a few people who I sort of connect with musically in it. It's like saying that Dr. G, he got me quite a few gigs. I did a gig with him. He's got a group called Seven Spheres in Manchester. That was with Onyx, the American group. Klashnikov from over here in the UK, Big Noi from Mobb Deep. Yeah, so I've done a few gigs, and most of the time it was Dr. G who was setting him up. Like I say, I mean, he's pretty well established within hip hop over here, and he's got loads of contacts over there. I've done a few gigs with Shreds, another Manchester artist.
Is he on Unity?
Yeah, man. Shreds UK, yeah, man, he's a sound guy, man. So yeah, I've done a few bits with him. He's on the album as well.
Nice.
But Yeah, man. To get when I get a chance. I mean, obviously, I've got all the other things to work around. When I do, because I mean, I get offered gigs, and if I've got the kids, you know what I mean. That's more important. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying that the music's not, but obviously, you got to prioritise, innit?
More to life, isn't it, man?
Well, that's it. But I mean, again, it all depends on where it is, who's on it, and what's, you know what I mean? Because obviously, usually after the gigs, end up having an old sip of the beer, and then it just goes off into some mad night. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's one of them. Got to pick and choose when and if I do one. Yeah.
I'm trying to stop with mad nights now, me. I've not had a drink since Christmas, actually.
Nah, well, you're doing better than me.
It's got to be done. It's got to be done. Don't smoke anymore, either.
You're not. Nah, that's the hardest one for me. I mean, I can go without a beer for a few weeks or whatever, but smoking, I need to...
It's hard, man. It's hard. It's a lot harder than I thought it'd be.
Well, if you've done it, man, you're... Smashing it. Yes.
It's took up the gym instead, but I'm guessing you're gymming it as well, aren't you?
Yeah, man. But that's I think doing a gym, anything that you do, if you're doing it too much, I used to drink fucking way more than I should have. But obviously, my mates were doing the same thing, and we just like to end up becoming just a regular thing. Obviously, I sort of replaced that with the gym. Do you know what I mean? I think somebody, you need something constant.
Like me, man, addictive personality.
Yeah, man. I think to be fair, I think everybody needs that one thing that they've got to do. Do you know what I mean? Because otherwise, I mean, it's easy for someone else to take over. And I mean, it could be food, could be smoking, could be drinking, could be. Do you know what I mean? But if you've got something else, yeah. If you've got something else to sort of. Because obviously with a gym, you don't want to be rough, and then you don't want to be, do you know what I mean? You know that you're doing this week, so you're sort of, it keeps you level. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Keeps you sort of motivated to obviously be healthier rather than unhealthier. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Is there any certain program you've been following, or just kind of do your own thing for the gym wise, fitness wise?
I go on and off. I mean, sometimes I'll go on a program, and then sometimes I'll just scan through some of it and just switch it up. Like, obviously, sometimes I'll just go heavy, low reps, do that for a couple of months, and then I'll just go light. Or sometimes I'll just look at a new program and just completely switch it up. Do you know what I mean?
But
man, I just sort of wing it.
I've been on that Jeremy Ether. Seen any of his videos?
Nah.
Built with science. It's really good. You know, in programs, and you see, you know, we'll say, oh, 50 quid, and you get all this stuff, and it'll change your life.
Fuck off,
man. Yeah. Show me the videos. Well, the hooks me, I swear, this one hooked me. I'm not selling it. I don't get paid or anything for fucking saying this. But honestly, man, changed my life. I could not put weight on. Before Christmas, I was about 10 stone. And I'm 12 and a half now, just from following it.
Yeah, like, man.
Been dedicated to it. Doing 2.5 stone. It's healthy weight as well. So check him out, Jeremy Ether. It's pretty good. Yeah, that on it. That Athlean X is pretty good as well. You must have seen some of his videos. Athlean X. He draws on his body, like shows you where all the muscles are, and that.
Nah, I've not seen that one. I mean, there's a few people that I do obviously go on YouTube, and they come up more often the more you click on them, innit? But
I think the more.
I've just gone on the same people. But like I say, I'll only listen. I'll go and have a look at a few bits, and then once I've learned it, do you know what I mean? I won't be going back to it, do you know what I mean? I'll just sort of obviously pick it up yourself, don't you?
Yeah, it's calories that does me, man. You've got a proper watch calorie. I mean, I'm trying to put weight on, so can't believe, you know, you thought 3,000 calories. I thought I'd smash that. But then it's 3,000 healthy calories. I'm like, it's hard. It's hard. All that.
Yeah, man, it's hard. That's the one thing that I probably don't stick to. I mean, with the food, I usually just eat what I want. Do you know what I mean? And then just smash the gym. Whereas I think I'd have progressed more if I was sticking to some sort of diet plan, do you know what I mean? Because I mean, yeah, like I say, I just see what I want me, and then just go hard at the gym either way. But yeah, man.
Which gym you been going to, Woodley?
Yeah, Woodley Gym. It's just nice and big, isn't it?
Gets busy though, doesn't it? I was in there before. I can't believe how busy it was.
Yeah,
Friday night. People need to be going out. Know, yeah. Not going to.
Nah, because they're the ones that aren't going out, aren't they? But nah, I started at a home gym, you know, in my shed. So a multi gym and a couple of benches and obviously a load of dumbbells. But it got to the point where I was sort of restricted in what I could do. I mean, I put quite a bit of weight on. But obviously at the gym, there's just a lot more you can do, and do you know what I mean? There's more choice. Plus, I'm not cramped in a little shed and that. Do you know what I mean? So I mean, I was doing that for about a year and a half, 2 years, just in the shed. And then obviously I got my membership, but I've just been going there. But I can always go. Do you know what I mean? If I can't be bothered mooching to the gym, getting a shed, because obviously if I'm at home, I'll just nip in the back garden and smash a session out, go straight to the shower. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, man.
So, what about recording? Do you generally, obviously, you've got your set up there. Does it kind of give you a bit of inspiration to do a bit more than you normally would? Have you been able to like just do it at home?
Well, that's what I ended up bringing, because obviously I used to work at Street Star Studios in Reddish. Dom Sabine runs it. Obviously, he shouted me when he was setting his studio up, and that's where I picked up all the skills. So, I mean, it was just mooching to the studio. Do you know what I mean? Especially if I'm just doing one recording or whatever. And then you know what I mean? And then you get it done, coming back, whatever. And whereas, obviously, I can just do it in my own time. Do you know what I mean? Sit here whenever I'm ready. Do you know what I mean? Or I've got other people that I record for. I can just record here, send it straight over to them. Do you know what I mean? It's just no messing about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, like I say, it's not really any difference than being at a studio, other than there's no booth and it's not, there's not too much fancy stuff going about. Do you know what I mean? But like I say, I've had people round here and do you know what I mean? The surprise with the mixing and mastering quality that I can achieve. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, it's just easier for me. It's just not wasting my time. Just running about, going into the studio, not having to pay anybody either, do you know what I mean? And obviously, you're in a comfortable place, your own home, do you know what I mean?
You're going to tell us what's coming up this year then?
Well, I've got an EP that I'm working on. I'm gonna go a bit different with the sound. Just mix it up from old school boom bap sort of type sound. I mean, it's still gonna be my style. Just mixing it up a bit between the two. And I might have another project I'm working on with another artist, which yet to be disclosed. But yeah, that's a close friend of mine from Manchester. But we've got a few tracks there that's already we're already sitting on, so we just need to do a few more, announce it. And yeah, I mean, you know, the only other thing is try and get on a few mainstream channels. I mean, sometimes it's pointless going on them. Do you know what I mean? Because for one, you're paying to get on their channel, and then it's whether it takes off. I've done it quite well just using my own channels, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't realise you had to pay for them. Someone speaking to someone else the other day about, I won't mention what it is, but I always see these new rappers coming on these shows and that, and I thought, oh, I'm surprised. I'm actually surprised you've not been on it. And then mates say, oh, they want about $2,500 just to go on it. I'm like, what?
Yeah, well, some are different prices. I mean, some of them are a few hundred quid, or, I mean, it goes up, and then obviously you're paying for the videos as well, which, I mean, you can pay a video for quite a bit, do you know what I mean, to produce a video for you. and obviously if it's just going nowhere, I mean, I could just do a video, stick it on my Facebook and promote it using the same amount of money and get more views than I would putting it on their channel. I mean, I'd get more fans from people following their channel, but again, I can get followers in that same way. Do you know what I mean? Because I've got two videos on my Facebook. Like one of them's on 200,000 views. Yeah. That was my life, innit? And then I had like another 150,000, and obviously that was just like from a little promotion and a lot of people sharing because obviously they were feeling it. Do you know what I mean? I think I'm just gonna sort of go on a few of the channels, see how it goes on. Do you know what I mean? But like I say, I mean, I like doing stuff sort of how I want to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, more for the fun of it, because I don't get Facebook and all the social media. It's really hard to actually get it rolling.
Yeah, man, that's it.
It don't matter how good it is. It's all these algorithms that
it's got a lot harder than it has. Because like I say, I mean, a few of them old videos that I did, do you know what I mean? They picked up a lot. But then obviously the algorithms change, and it just ends up. It's been hard to see, been hard to find. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It don't help when people would rather follow the drama rather than music. Mean,
you know what? I'm just not one to do. You know what I mean? Because people just do fake shit to get people drawn in and all that. And I'm just like, no, it's not for me. That, do you know what I mean? I don't want to be doing no corny stuff or just fake shit just to get fucking
nine in it. Can't win, man. Damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Sick.
that post, so I'll talk about the subject of it, but when I've seen loads of people liking and commenting about something, I was reading it, I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck are you doing? You know, where were you on yesterday's post?
I know,
the album. Oh, it riles me up, mate.
Because of the drama and all that. Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean,
that's social media, though, well,
that's it. I mean, people just do prefer the drama. And it's like anybody, so I mean, do you know what I mean? I'm not bitter about it, or a lot of people, they notice it's like people with businesses and things like that. It's one of them. Some people just prefer fucking gossip and drama and negative shit than yeah, man. But like I say, I'm not arse, I'm not bitter about it, or so I mean, I do what I'm doing regardless, innit?
Have you got a bit of a team behind you? Who are you knocking about with nowadays?
Obviously, I've been doing a lot of stuff with that Shreds, Dr. G in the past. I did have a group, but that sort of went sideways, just due to disagreements and people's behaviours, you know what I mean, like you were saying with the post. But obviously that's
right, was that the group? Right, all right.
It was sort of like a political group. Obviously, like I say, that's in the past now, that one. I'm pretty much my own team. Recording, mixing, mastering, beat making. Obviously I'll edit a few videos myself. And then I've got another guy who I usually go to when I want videos that are professional looking, which is Odelio Francisco, which is Sound of Vision Entertainment. He's top class video editing, man. It's obviously I've got people there when I need something. Obviously I've got people on call, do you know what I mean?
Nice, man.
Again, like I say, I'm sort of fucking just like to do or learn everything myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're saying you're going a bit different with the next one. What's the thoughts behind that? Just because you kind of feel like you've already done
you know, people change anyway, don't we? Do you know what I mean? Like this is just the next chapter.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's not going to be. I mean, it's going to be different sounding in regards to the beats and the instrumentals. Do you know what I mean? So obviously, there's like a more sound these days. It's more like trappy and sort of, you know, rather than the old school drum sounds. Yeah. Boom bap and thing. So I mean, I'm gonna sort of switch it up, basically my style over that sort of beat. Do you know what I mean? Nice. But yeah, I mean, it's obviously gonna be sort of still me, real talk and personal shit. Obviously with a bit something fresh and something new. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you ever hold back on the personal stuff? Do you ever like? Just going from writing down to reading it out to listening it, thinking, oh, actually, maybe not. Or do you just kind of get over that and go, fuck it, it's out there now?
I have. I'd say I'd probably sort of progress. I mean, there's certain things that I can't put out or don't want to put out because it involves somebody else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even though it's personal, even though it's personal to me, I still, do you know what I mean? It's sort of get put in somebody else's shit out there too. Do you know what I mean? So. I mean, and there's some stuff where I thought, well, that's a bit deep that I'm letting people in on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But again, that's what I mean, I put it out there, and at the end of the day, nobody can say shit anyway, do you know what I mean? So yeah, it's one of them. I do sometimes, and sometimes I just think, fuck it, do you know what I mean?
Just get it out of there, done.
Yeah, man, that's it. I mean, it's a lot. It's one of them when you doing something more personal and deep. Do you know what I mean? People respect you more for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because obviously you are giving a piece of yourself away, aren't you?
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
It's good though. Like I said, I enjoy it. It's fucking brilliant, man. And there's one about like the old days when you used to be going out and getting up to all sorts.
Yeah, man.
That is quality, that one, man. Absolute quality. Yeah. Well, I think it's the newest one, Cold Days, Cold Nights.
Cold Days.
Was that the new one, from the new one, that?
Yeah, that's from the Alpha album, that. There's a few. I mean, that one's Cold Days, and there's one called The Phoenix on it with Dawn. I mean...
Yeah, that's smart as well.
Yeah, I was going pretty personal on that one. I think on every project I've done, I've sort of give something new regards to what people and sort of had a view into before. Do you know what I mean? But again, I mean, even with this new one, I was sort of writing. It's more recent stuff and sort of. Whereas obviously older projects, we like talking about stuff I'd been through and done. Up until that point, and then obviously with the Alpha is like sort of moving forward a bit, but still with everyday struggles, or do you know what I mean, new dramas or some certain experiences, just obviously my view or outlook on things, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean everything is just like sort of in stages of progression, do you know what I mean?
So what do you think, obviously now you're doing this, what do you think really got you to sort your head out, in essence, you know, because obviously when you were younger, you know, troubled youth, getting up to all sorts of no good, what is it that actually made you think, fucking hell, I need to get on with something and actually sort my shit
kids,
out now?
Kids, man.
Kids, was it kids. The kids, yeah.
It was the kids, man, I thought, you know, I mean, I remember going, seeing my brother in jail, And he had his kid with it. Well, no, sorry, I had his kid with him. Sorry, one sec.
It's all right.
I had his kid with him, and I was like, oh, can't, do you know what I mean? It was a bit...
kind of hit home a
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, man, so I thought, I never want to be doing that. Obviously, I did go prison when I was 20, 21. And then it was about a year later, I had the kids. Well, I was... due to have my daughter, and then my son was a little after that, but yeah, I mean, I thought I need to sort of steady myself a bit. I'm not saying I went straight and narrow straight away, or what have you, but Nah, I mean, I thought, like I said, I just didn't want them to miss out on me. So I just had to, again, I mean, again, that's where the intelligent fuck comes. You've got to be wise about the things I'm doing. Like, I won't be doing, do you know what I mean? I don't just know stupid stuff. That'll just end up back where, do you know what I mean? Back where I was. But yeah, I mean, I think that was a turning point for me to sort of be a bit more smarter with what I was doing. And obviously, obviously it started working and sort of doing the music more, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What was your first job?
First job was...
Actual job, like through the government paid job, like tax job.
Well, I was going to say my first job was when I was 14, no. It was, I went on the phones for about a month and I thought that. And then didn't do anything. So that was the only job I ever had before this, the one that I do now. I wasn't really sort of in that sort of, I'm sort of anti-systematic with, do you know what I mean? And just obviously everything I've been through and seen is, do you know what I mean? It's not sort of, I don't see it as fair or, I just don't agree with a lot of things, you know what I mean? So like I say, I'd only do work if I'm sort of benefiting myself or others. But yeah, man. I've only ever worked two jobs.
No 9-to-5s in the office.
Yeah, man. And then obviously I'd whatever I was doing before that.
My first actual job was picking and packing boxes at Palmer opposite Rising Sun.
Yeah,
man, loved it. It was a loads of money at the time, or what I thought was loads of money. Do you know what I mean? When we were that age, it was top.
But, well, that's it. I mean, as long as you fucking, if you enjoy what you're doing, I mean, you could be fucking shoveling shit and enjoy it. You know what I mean?
If you enjoy it, I hated it.
If you enjoy it, that's all I say, man.
Yeah, same, man. Got to do what you're enjoying. Definitely more like you're enjoying this anyway. So the mental health, what are you actually doing with that? It's quite interesting. I was quite surprised to hear you say that.
Yeah, man, a lot of people are. When I had the kids and that, I thought, right, I've got to get sort of like a steady income rather than an unsteady one, do you know what I mean? I sort of studied a lot of psychology and stuff like that. So the job centre was like, what are you interested in? So I was sort of saying that's what I'd been sort of interested in at the time. So they today just said, oh, would you work supporting people with mental health? So I was like, yeah, I don't think I'll get the job though. Obviously, because there's background checks and stuff like that. But I mean, all the stuff that I'd have was spent, and I'm sort of prime sort of person who's got background experience with that. Yeah. Them, do you know what I mean? Them sort of people, anyway. So, I mean, they sort of give me the chance. I just take people out, supporting them out. Just day-to-day activities or whatever, do you know what I mean? Just chat.
Do they like your rapping?
Yeah, man. Well, it's obviously, I try and keep a bit of it held back, do you know what I mean?
Not all of rapping.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's two worlds apart sort of thing, do you know what I mean? Try and keep work that separate, do you know what I mean? So obviously it's one of them. It's two different, two totally. I mean, I've got sort of two different sides to me, innit? Sort of keeps things separate on regards to that, man.
No way. At least you're enjoying it, though.
Well, that's it, man. It's like I say, it's it's just day-to-day stuff, do you know what I mean? So it's not sort of something that I'm sort of slaving away at.
Yeah, man. Living the dream.
Yeah, man.
So, obviously, we're saying about gigs going and stuff. Not fancy anything like Glastonbury or out like that, like on the open stages and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would. If the opportunity comes, it's just, obviously, it's more who you know, do you know what I mean, to get them sort of gigs. I would sort of jump on it. I mean, it's one of them, I'm just not. I should be more proactive regarding to going out there and getting in touch. You know what I mean? People always say, "Oh, just want you to get in touch with this radio and that," and I'm just like, "That's not what I mean." It's just a bit lazy on the promo side of things, because obviously I'm doing everything else. But I mean, if the opportunity come up, I'd definitely jump on it. Again, it's just, like I say, it's who you know to get on them sort of things, isn't it? I think.
Must be hard to like self promote yourself as well, because you probably just feel like you're being big headed or you're trying to be someone you're not by saying, check me out, give me that. And it's just not you.
Yeah, no, that's one thing. I don't like doing that sort of thing. I mean, I did it on that My Life video. I was like, watch this, must watch rapper kills this beat and all that. And I thought, do you know what I mean? And it is a bit big headed, but obviously it catches the people's attention, do you know what I mean? But again, it's obviously if it does come across as, oh, he fucking loves himself or whatever, which is not the fucking case. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, no, I mean, it's one of them. It's a fine line, isn't it, that you can cross with regards to promoting. Do you know what I mean? If there was somebody else doing it for you, where they're saying, "Oh, check this guy out," or do you know what I mean? Then
it's different, isn't it?
But again, it's one of them. You need that sort of team behind you with regards to that, innit? I mean, I've had people sort of interested in that, but I don't like any sort of control being taken away with regards to what's been being said or done, or do you know what I mean? Things like that. Man, sort of keep it independent.
Trying to tell you what you can and can't wear and what kind of music fits in and what doesn't.
It wouldn't happen anyway, because I'd just be like, listen, dickhead. I mean, like I say, I'm sort of just keeping it independent. I mean, there's people done it always and every way, isn't there? Do you know what I mean? There's people who've done it independent, people who get people doing it for him. But like I say, I mean, to me, it's just an art form that I've got full control over, do you know what I mean? And I'm happy doing. I mean, people start messing, getting into that, and I might start losing the passion for it, do you know what I mean?
Do you tend to get any grief over what you're doing, like from other MCs or rappers or anything like that, or to kind of just stay out your way?
Yeah, man, I'd say most stay out of the way. I mean, I've not had any. Obviously, because I'm not sure I would proceed with it, do you know what I mean? Whether to keep it lyrical or... yeah, do you know what I mean? I mean, I just do my own thing. As long as nobody's bothering me, I don't bother them.
Yeah. What about when you go out and do, like, gigs and that? Is everyone quite nice to you in that? Or...
Yeah, man, but it's just, to be fair, most of the time, it's people are all there for the same thing, innit?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there where other people have had dramas and that, but I mean, do you know what I mean? It's like I say, it's not my business. Their business ain't mine. Do you know what I mean? As long as they stay out of mine, unless it's all sort of wanting collabing or whatever. I mean, I guess I just don't. I don't really run into drama, man. People know not to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, quality. So I'm not really sure what you were saying before about the EP that's coming out. Obviously, were you saying it comes out on your own website and that? Is that something you've got to actually put quite a bit of money in to actually get it on your website as well as all the other places? I'm not really sure. How does that work? Like,
well, no, it's on my website. It's up for download. I mean, you can't stream off there, but obviously I'm on Spotify and all them. Right. Which is
do you
is,
have to pay for that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a yearly fee. It's like it's £50 a year, something. But you can just put as much music as you want on there. There's not much with regards to, I think with a per stream you get like something like 0.0 of a penny or something.
Woo-hoo!
Or something like that. I mean, if they add up, if which is backwards, because obviously if you're a well-known artist, I think it's like some of them get £1 a stream or something. Do you know what I mean? Mad like that. Whereas obviously the people at the bottom are getting point one of a penny or something. But I mean, you get a bit of income from that. And obviously, like I say, you don't have to do what you just upload your music to one of these distributing sites and they just put it all on there for you. But yeah, it's on my website as a download, or you can buy the CDs. People still buy CDs these days, you know.
I love CDs.
Yeah, but
I
love
CDs.
It's one of them. And some people prefer having the thing, and then some people have stick them in the car. Some people, and I mean, a lot of it's download these days, isn't it? And streaming. Yeah. I've only just started using Spotify myself recently. But yeah, obviously, I'm a bit old school with it with regards to. To music and that, but yeah, man, that's obviously I'll be doing the same with the EP. I'll be sticking it on the site that gets published, and then obviously you'll be able to buy and download it from my website as well.
Nice. So Moldog Entertainment.
Yes.
How long has that been going?
That was basically when I started. So it's like 2000, basically when I first did my first project, because I am independent, I sort of needed a name for it, do you know what I mean? So Moldog's like, sounds like Bulldog, British, but you know, like an English Bulldog, yeah. Moldog, some people used to call me Moldog, innit? I mean, I've got that many nicknames and sort of spin-offs on what I do, do you know what I mean? Because obviously before the Grey Alpha, I sort of had Intelligent Folk, but that was sort of like my brand name, do you know what I mean, as regards to what I am. So it's not really something that other people
know.
But do you know what I mean? So whereas obviously the Grey Alpha is sort of a more something for other people to sort of take on board as well, because it's like I say, you know what I mean, be a leader and all that. But yeah, the Moldog Entertainment's sort of basically that's the record label, if I was to call it, that I go under, do you know what I mean? So I sort of established that as soon as I made my first project.
Yeah, man. Producer, writer, singer, rapper,
yes.
Distributor,
yes,
advertiser.
Well, like I say, I mean, do you know what, with me, it's just If I find something interesting, man, I'll just learn it. I'll learn it to a certain point, and then I'll sort of jump on something else. And it's obviously I do a lot of reading. I've had that many hobbies or things that I'm interested in. Do you know what I mean? Like obviously I like outdoors and camping and all that as well. It's just like learning anything and everything. Do you know what I mean? Well, anything that interests me anyway. So yeah, man, I just try and at least get to a point where I'm good at it. Obviously my drawings and that, cause I'd say that fucking high standard quality, do you know what I mean? So I'll get to sort of that point and then do something new that I'm interested in, do you know what I mean?
Getting actually addictive, where the addictive personality is, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
probably.
Like a dog with
but...
a bone, you do it, you want to do it, and then you got someone else, see another bone, you're like, fucking hell, let's go and get out of go now.
Yeah, man. But like I say, I mean, I'll get to a point where I'm happy with the amount I've learnt off it. Do you know what I mean? And as long as I'm enjoying it, it's just one of them. And like I say, I mean, I get I get to a point where people come to me to do what I was doing for myself. Do you know what I mean? Like the recording, making videos, or artwork and things like that. So obviously that's another sort of side income that I get. So it's sort of almost at the crossover from being able to just do all this as a full time thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, man. Like I said, there's too many things in the world for me to sort of not sort of be interested in.
You think you'd have seen yourself 10 years ago? 10 years. Nah. 20-year-old Mullin looking forward, think you were doing this in 10 years.
Nah, man. I don't think I was in a bit dark places, but you know, that point, I think. When I did leave school, obviously I got thrown out, do you know what I mean? And then it wasn't until I went to this other school where they said, do you know what I mean? You seem to be pretty clever to be in this school with these other, do you know what I mean? So I was like, fucking, I've never been told that before. Do you know what I mean? Because obviously you get told when you sort of act like this and behave like that you're just like everybody else sort of thing, innit? Yeah. So I sort of knew that I could do anything. It was just being put in a situation to be able to, do you know what I mean? Whereas obviously, like, yeah. I say, I mean, having the kids and my missus, obviously, do you know what I mean? Sort of steered me away from going downhill again, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Miss, that's what got me on track, man. Missus, fucking.
Yeah, man, every strong man needs a good woman. Yeah.
Other people will say we're whipped, but I tell you, love it to bits, man. And if it weren't for it, I wouldn't be where I am either. So
yeah, man, that's it, do you know what I mean? And a lot of people, either they haven't got that, and once they do get it, do you know what I mean? It's one of them. You can't have basically if somebody hasn't got that, then I'd say they're just fucking envious that you have got it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like I said, obviously, if it's fucking done you good, then it's not no. You know what I mean? There's no wrong done there, is there?
Yeah, there's more to life, man. Missus, kids, family. That's enjoy it. What you're doing.
The only thing
what
that I want to do.
What do you want?
The only thing that I want to do, obviously, with coming after that is travelling, do you know what I mean? Obviously, there's just that many places that I want to go. I mean, obviously, I've been a few places. But, yeah, I think that's what's next, other than music. Getting to see some parts of the world, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've got quite a big bucket list as well. Don't think I'll tick all of them, but I'll give it a go.
Well, that's another thing with me is obviously I'm a bit of an adrenaline junkie, innit? So obviously every time it's birthday or Christmas, you'll buy me some mad thing. So I think the first one was jumping out of a plane and that.
Oh, sick. You done it, yeah.
Yeah, man, jumped out of a plane.
Yeah, that's top line, innit?
Yeah, man, and then obviously when I said I wanted to go and see some whales and that. So I went to Iceland for 3 days.
Nice.
Yeah, man, it's too many things on my bucket list, to be fair, but it's already started anyway, do you know what I mean? I've been doing quite a few in a few places and doing quite a few things in it. So
yeah, man. What's at the top? What's at the top? That's probably not gonna happen, but it's on the top anyway.
I don't even know because I've not actually got a list. I've just got them all in my head, innit? I don't know because obviously, like I say, I usually just get an idea and then she'll go, right, bam. I don't know. It's like with like I was saying with that track that I got with Nine, it was like that was a goal for me. Nice. Having a track, obviously, I grew up listening to Tupac, DMX, and Nine. Do you know what I mean? When I was like 15, Nine was till I was whatever with my boys. And
oh,
then,
is it at Nine? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it actual at Nine? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. So obviously, because obviously, me and my boys and that used to listen to him and my brothers. Do you know what I mean? So to me, that was like a life goal sort of thing. Getting getting on a track with somebody who I used to listen to. Do you know what I mean?
I thought it was like a newer rapper who just like...
Nah, because there's a UK rapper called Nine, isn't it? Or Nines or something. But he's from the Bronx, I think, New York. But yeah, like I say, me and my brothers and my boys used to listen to him. So even when I said to them, yo, I've got a fucking track with Nine, he was like, nah. Do you know what I mean? So it's just that, like, leaving that's just, that was just a goal for me. So I've sort of... Yeah, man, I'll just get some of it and sort of go and try and achieve it or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Definitely seems to be doing well, mate. And much appreciate you coming on. Like I say, I think it's top what you're doing. Highly appreciate your music. I genuinely do listen to it as well. I'm not just saying it.
Nah, big respect for that, man.
Message you for years about it. Like, yeah, saying, man. Keep it up and stuff like that. And so more people get listening, and just simple button as pressing a like makes all the difference. You know what I mean? I don't know why people are scared of pressing that button.
Yeah, no, that's it, man. But yeah, man, like I say, I'm just happy with doing it as I'm doing it. But I mean, yeah, give it a fucking share, though.
Share, subscribe.
Yes. Yeah, man. It's been a pleasure, man. Good catching up with you, innit, bro.
Yeah, man, definitely have you going on again at some point. This is the third show.
Yes.
Of doing them every week. Yeah. I've already had a few people on. Every 2 weeks. This will be out in 2 weeks, this.
Right, yeah, man. I'll be available. Just give me a shout. See where we're at, anyway.
Yeah, man. See how your next EP comes out, and interested to see what this potential collab's about. Maybe we'll have to talk about it next
time. Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah. I mean, by that time, it might be there. Because it will be like a joint album with me and this other artist. Like I say, we've had talks, and it's just putting it into motion. But yeah, so there should be a few things out by that time. But yeah, man, obviously, if you want to go and check the new album, so it's called Alpha Mullin, or Spotify, or whatever music platform you listen to. But yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Cheers for coming on. Much appreciated. Danny Buff from UK. John Mullin.
Yes.
Great offer. Go on, check Mulldog out.
Yeah, man. Big respect, bro.
Safe, man. Take it easy, buddy.
Say.